Hey y'all, welcome back to the DIY Entrepreneurs Reaction Show. I'm so glad you decided to tune in with me today. Go ahead and hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you're not already a subscriber. I would really appreciate that. Today we're going to be reacting to another Shark Tank pitch, so let's check it out.
Next up is a reinvention of an everyday workout accessory.
And I'm Taylor.
We're best friends living in New York City, and we're here asking for $100,000 for 10% equity in our company.
Sharks, over the past few years, our lives have changed in so many ways, from the way we work to the way we work out.
Our living rooms have become our local gyms.
Our bedrooms have turned into boot camps.
Our mat-based workouts are no longer just a yoga class to wind down.
We're doing sculls, Pilates, and strength training, and our yoga mats, they're just not supportive enough, and they add no extra value.
Our exercising has evolved, but our yoga mats haven't.
Well, roll over, yoga mats. It's time for an upgrade.
Introducing Stacked,
a mat with a unique foldable design that unlocks a new level of versatility for any exercise.
When the Stacked mat is fully unfolded, it acts just like a standard yoga mat, except it's better, because it always lays flat and it's twice as thick.
If you're in need of some extra support, we got you. Fold your Stacked mat once or twice, and get that much needed extra cushion for your joints.
Or fold stacked up entirely and it transforms into a block that can be used for tricep dips, incline exercises such as planks or push-ups, lunges, and so much more.
Sharks, Stacked was born out of the love for sweating and the need for adaptation.
So, which of you wants to give us stacks of money and help us take over the fitness industry with Stacked?
Good job.
Stacked. So you each have a Stacked mat in front of you. It also comes with a carrying strap, so you can easily take it with you on the go.
Now, I'm in the gym all the time, practically every day. I've seen
is that where you keep your snacks, the gym?
Lots of foldable mats. Right. What is unique about this?
So when we think about the foldable mat space, there's sort of two kind of mats out there, right? So there's the big gymnastic mats that are essentially pieces of cushion that are held together by vinyl. And those mats are heavy, they're expensive. They're also not the right material for yoga or sculpt. You know, they're not grippy, they're not nimble. You can't take them on.
What about the classic rolled mat, which you see so many people carrying, you know,
around? Of course, yeah.
Kind of why we created this. So to give you some background, Taylor and I met about 10 years ago in college, and we've been best friends, we've been roommates, and we've always been into fitness, but it wasn't really till the pandemic when we started working out a lot more for our mental health and our well-being, and we realized we were using a yoga mat, but neither of us were necessarily doing yoga. And half the time we were rolling up our mats for extra support, or we were using a block or something to really enhance the workouts we were doing. And so we found that there was, you know, room in the market for not only a more supportive mat, but also a mat to add that versatility. And what's great about this is it folds and it can really act as a second piece of equipment and really enhance and modify the workout.
I'm curious to know the price, like what it costs you and then what you sell it for.
The mat itself in a box with the strap costs us $14.90. It lands to us at $21.50, and we sell it for $86.
$86?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good.
Everything.
Good. $86 for a foldable mat? First of all, I was with Mr. Wonderful, Kevin, when he said, what's the uniqueness of it? And I guess they explained it in a way that they said the other foldable mats are cushion, is only cushion and vinyl. And so I want to know, well, what are these mats made of? What is the thickness? What is the cushion that's inside of those? And what's the layer that's protecting it that is not vinyl like the other foldable mats? I don't think they explained that to understand their unique selling position. And so I would like to understand that. I hope that question get asked. What's the material that is made from? And did they just say they sell it for $80-some? And then somebody said, good. We paying that much for a foldable mat? Like, goodness. Now, I can understand the usage, the multiple usages, because I'm going to be starting a whole workout channel not on this channel, but I'm going to be doing some workouts for the winter because that's where my activity decreased because it's cold outside. I stay in Chicago, so ain't nobody trying to be out in the snow if they ain't got to be. But so I'm going to be doing some in-house, you know, activity things to get me kind of staying in the routine of doing things. But I cannot envision me paying $80 for a mat. But then when I think about it, you know, you would want to get like one of those block things where you can do those exercises that she was naming. I don't know the names of the exercises yet, but where you can do those exercises that she was naming. And so when you look at the purchasing of a block, a good block that I was trying to price was probably around the $25, $35 range. And so I can understand that for that. And then you would need a mat. And so I guess it's the combination of those things that makes it worth the $80 because it could do both, the multiple usage. But $80 just for a mat, I mean, the ones with the cushion and the vinyl, they may just be as good enough for me. But let's see what else is going on with this mat that's $80.
It's D2C through our website, and everything's been through creating content and really building a community.
Let's say it has merit, all right? You've made
it
good
has
argument.
Merit, for sure.
Show us sales.
So in the 6.5 months that we've been selling, we've done a little over $110,000 in sales.
That's not bad.
Okay. And wow, you have 6 months?
So, that's better.
Yeah.
I'm signing up for Pilates now, yep. All right?
Yep. I was talking, I forgot that.
We've done a little over $110,000 in sales.
That's not bad.
And okay. We haven't put any money into marketing.
That's
so,
better.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm signing up for Pilates now, yep. All right? Yep. And I don't have a mat, and I go online. What are the price points
yes.
I'm going to be presenting?
Let me take you through it. So the yoga mat industry is segmented by materials. This is an EVA foam. It's non-toxic. It's non-porous. We compete in the premium segment, right? We're competing with mats that cost anywhere from $70 to $130. We're at $86, right? On the low.
Oh, okay. You know what? I get so, my mind be blown every time, you know, I get a new product that's introduced. I had no idea that mats cost up to $150. And so forgive my ignorance on that for you people that work out and this, you felt that the $86 was a deal. But people paying $130 or more for a mat? Woo, baby. And then she said this is made with EVA foam. So it's not just the cushion. It may be some type of memory or harder pressured foam. I don't know what EVA foam is, but it's the different type of material that is made with that allows them to be. And she's saying the $86 is right in the middle point of the $130 mat. Sheesh. And then she said somewhere from, I forget what was the low price for a mat, but I had no idea. $130 for a mat. Y'all, listen, I don't know. I just want to do some workout for a couple of months while the snow is on the ground. I don't know if it's going to be a lifestyle. I'm pretty active in my day-to-day activities. But anyway, let's go.
Low to mid-end of that. There are mats, $30, $35, that are made from something called PVC. It's a toxic material. And it's something we really haven't been highlighting. This mat doubles as a piece of equipment, right? That's what
right.
this was born out of.
Yeah, no, your
right.
visuals are really good yes. with that. Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you.
And how much of your own money is into this business?
We each put in a bit over $25,000 from our savings.
Okay.
What else do you do? Is this your full-time gig?
So right now we both have full-time jobs just to fund the business. So my background's in sales and I've worked at startups for my entire career. So I've really experienced firsthand.
What kind of startups?
All over the place, restaurants, dentists and doctors, and most recently with experiential retail.
All right, and Taylor?
So my background professionally, I have worked in product for the last 6 years on the fintech side.
Yeah. What kind of product?
It's a portfolio risk and analytics solution for fixed income debt.
I got you work a double in financial legal. Services?
I do, in fintech, yeah.
So Millie, Taylor, I see the viability here, but
careers.
I really just don't know much about this market. And listen, there could be a million other kind of mats out there. I made my career over t-shirts. There's millions and millions of t-shirts, but I think there probably would be more sharks up here that would be of more value to you. But I wish you luck. I like it. But unfortunately, I don't think I can help you. I'm out.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
So I invested in a company called Bala. They create an entire community around high-end fitness equipment, but my concern is competing with Bala. I would be working against myself, so for those reasons, I'm out.
Thank you, Mark.
You got it.
You know, look, I love yoga. I think this is a great idea. I love the idea for your knees. Unfortunately for me, I have a mat, and I've used the same mat for 2 years. I don't see this as a product that I'm going to continue to rebuy, so you're always going to have to be acquiring new customers. I really don't see the longevity of this being something that would work for me to be involved. So for that reason, I'm out.
Always acquiring.
All right, what are you doing, Lori?
What are you doing, Kevin?
I know that's
There's
right.
A very difficult deal. The best part of this deal are you two.
Thank you.
But I'm sorry, this is not a business for me. I'm out.
Listen, I like this mat a lot. I think this is the best mat I've ever seen, and I've gone through a lot of them.
Thank you.
This one's fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm gonna make you an offer. Now,
thank you.
Because you guys are so newbie, I'm gonna give you $100,000, but I'd like 15%. But I would like $1 back per unit sold until I recoup my $100,000. We will blow this up. I'm worth it.
Okay. They've got the counter.
We appreciate your offer. I guess while we're here, be fair to the whole panel. Just want to see if the conversations
Listen,
are done.
Listen, guys, I see
you.
A little clock in my head.
Everybody went out, though, baby girl.
Okay, Lori, do you mind if Millie and I take a minute?
Take a minute.
Maybe 10 seconds.
Okay.
So she asked if anybody else on the panel wanted the opportunity and everybody had been out?
Okay. Lori?
Yes.
Thank you so much for your offer. Our concern with the royalty is that it's really going to siphon the growth that we need right now to kind of hit with this momentum. Would you be willing to do $100,000 for 20%?
Oh, see, the reason why I did that, you guys have a lot of margin. So really a dollar when you're making like $50 a piece or more doesn't really hurt. But if you really want me in it to win it, how about 25% equity, which I'm not going to see unless we sell this company or unless we make a lot of sales.
That's
a $400,000 valuation, guys.
Yeah.
I know.
Wow. That's what they wanted, more of a higher valuation.
Would you do $150,000? For 22.5%.
No. She pitching now.
I mean, my plan is to blow out so many of these.
Okay. One, it strikes me that one, she didn't really want Lori to be the partner. They wanted someone else to kind of be the partner. Because the first thing, everybody is out. It was only Lori and Kevin in. When Kevin asked, what are you going to do? And she was like, what are you going to do, Kevin? And he went out. And so at that point, Lori is the only person in. And when she gave her initial offer for the 100K, 15% with the $1 royalty, only until she recouped just that 100K. She didn't even double the recoup. But she just said only until she recouped that 100K. She came back in, the entrepreneur, she came back in and said, well, we want the panel. We want to see something about the opportunity for the whole panel. Everybody is out. And so she wasn't that impressed with Lori being the one to come in. At least that's what it strikes me as. Y'all let me know if y'all heard something different or if there's another perspective out there. And then even with the back and forth. So she asked Lori for 20% instead of the $1 royalty. Take that off. Lori said, okay, well, I thought the royalty wasn't going to hurt you guys enough too much. So that's why I went with that. But if you want to just do straight equity, give me 25%. She's countering back for 22.5%. I understand you need the counter. But the nitpicking is what's getting at me. I don't think she really wants Lori as a partner on the deal. I think she wanted someone else. But just her nitpicking is kind of rubbing me the wrong way. So let me know what y'all think. I hope they do get a deal. But I just don't think Lori was the person that she wanted it with. But let's see what they do.
We won't
stand
need
around,
it.
Guys.
We won't need it.
That's a cheap valuation.
So you have to decide. She's removed the royalty.
Yeah.
Now,
you could go back to it.
You know, you think
and that
about,
was at 15%.
Okay.
That was at 15%.
We have another offer here.
Okay.
100,000.
Yes.
15%.
Yes.
Could do a 35-cent royalty.
75 cents and you got it.
Wow. They going back and forth.
You have a deal.
Oh! All right.
I like it.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much.
Well, I'm glad Lori like it. Hey, listen, I know everybody got to protect what's theirs and what they need for their business. And who knows what they need and what they really were after coming into the tank. But I think all the back and forth, if I was Lori, I would have just went out. But Lori had already sold herself into the deal because she said she's went through multiple mats. And so she really saw the versatility. She really saw the usage of the mat that they had brought to the table. And so she really wanted to be in. And Lori seems like she's a workout person. So she says she's went through a few mats. And so she uses her tools and her materials. And so she had already bought herself in with before the first offer. And I guess the entrepreneur heard that and probably picked that up and was like, oh, she really want in on our business and was trying to get the most bang for her buck. But the going back and forth, listen, I would have just went out and let them do what they do. But anyway, they ended up, the owners of Stacked ended up walking out of the tank with the deal with Lori for the $100K for 15% and a 75 cent royalty, I believe, until she hit that, until she recouped her $100K back. And then she just has the 15% royalty. And they were only willing to come in for 10% royalty. And so I am glad that they actually got a deal. And so good for them. And I really do hope that this deal proves to be very profitable for both Lori and the entrepreneurs. And they do big things with it. So I know I'm going to be checking out how much these mats cost when it's time for me to make my little purchase in the blocks and things that I need to do my little activities through the winter. But thank you guys so much for tuning in and staying until the end. I really do appreciate it. Make sure you hit that like button and become a subscriber if you like this content. And don't forget to check us out for the next ones.
Lori's going to be a great partner.
Can't wait to work together.
We're going
to
blow it up.
Let's do this.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congrats.
This means everything to us. We are so excited to take Stack to the next level.
There is a royalty component to the deal,
but it's okay. Lori is so worth it.